5, Tuesday, sunny and warmer, high 94.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton, your host, and my co-host,
Jim Davis.
There we go. Nice and slow. Jim Davis.
Monday.
And also in the studio with us today is A-Team member Ray Morton.
Ray. President accounted.
Okay.
Everybody's present.
Everybody. Well, some of us are only half present, but okay.
I was going to say,
and
some
she was
of
looking
more
at
so.
Me when she said that.
And the other voice that you hear is our producer AJ, and AJ is the one. He's the voice you will hear when you call with your questions and comments.
But don't let that frighten you.
Yes, that's true.
All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, on Battleground News, back to Tropical Storm Karen.
Oops. You had to let that one out, didn't you?
Yeah, now we know.
Uh-oh. I hope, you know what, you know, my first inclination is, gee, I hope it's a really, really good one, because otherwise it's going to be embarrassing.
The thing is, it's getting a little more disorganized, and then it may regroup.
Sounds like me.
That would be Hurricane
Not from what
Jim.
I heard.
Well, no, I
don't. Once it gets disorganized, it will become Tropical Storm Jim.
Ah, we can go back and forth. Yeah.
I think there's one after Karen, Lorenzo.
Ooh, I like that one.
A little Latino action.
Yeah, Lorenzo.
In the Caribbean.
Imagine Lorenzo that. Lamas. Remember him?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
And his daddy. You know, yeah, exactly.
But he was very good. He was, I guess, one of the Latin lover type guys in the movies.
Yes.
Didn't do a thing for me.
Really?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You can't say that anymore, though.
Okay, so you can tell it's Monday, folks. We're trying to get it together here.
Well, we're not
doing a particularly great job at it.
We're getting ready for Tuesday already.
Yeah. That's right. You know, we have this conversation every once in a while, but over the years, I've done different radio shows, And I have people that come up to me all the time, and they say, I like listening to your show because it's just like I'm sitting in and listening in on somebody's private conversation. Mm-hmm. Because you're all sitting there, and I just have this picture in my head of you're all sitting around a table in the studio, and you're just like best friends talking about issues. And I said, oh my gosh, that's perfect, because that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Well, that's really good radio when it's a conversation, mm-hmm. and people can relate to it. And if we're having a good time, hopefully that makes people
and they
smile
can,
and
they
exactly. be educational
they can call
at the same
in
time.
And join the conversation.
Absolutely,
right.
they can.
And you can by giving us a call right here at 904-831-0600. Give us a call.
There we go.
What a producer.
So that yes, indeed. Indeed. We've had, there was a lot going on this weekend.
There is.
And one of the things that I wanted to mention, and we did promote it on the show, we tried to mention it a few times, was the memorial service for the POW MIAs out at Cecil Field this past Saturday, and it turned out to be an incredible event. I did not get out there. I wanted to, but we had another event that night, and it wasn't going to work out. But a lot of people went, and the ceremony, I've seen the ceremony or parts of it on different videos that are posted on Facebook. Matter of fact, we reposted one of the videos on Battleground News Facebook, so if you want to see it, it's there. It quite poignant, a very, very, very nice service. They had a flyover with the missing man formation, which was wonderful. Everybody always loves that. And a lot of things to do out there. Commemorations to various people who had served, talking with family members who are still waiting for their loved ones, still waiting for a word of where they are, what happened, and some good videos. It was just a great event, and they will have this annually. One of the wonderful things that has come out of this is that the men and women who are dedicated to the POW/MIA Memorial have worked very, very hard. They went to Congressman Rutherford and Congressman Lawson and said that, you know, like, we're working on this memorial. It's going to be such an amazing thing, and we would very much like for this to be the national POW/MIA Memorial for the country. And so just this past Friday, Congressman Rutherford and Lawson put forth a bill to get that accomplished.
How
so hopefully
that?
We will, yeah, hopefully Jacksonville will have the national POW/MIA Memorial.
You know, one of the, having grown up down in Tampa Bay and then moving up here to go to college and, you know, everything that transpired that kept me here, mm-hmm. both cities are military cities. Of course, Tampa Bay is Air Force and we're the Navy.
Right.
But one of the great things about living in a military town is, number one, you know, you get to see the servicemen, but two, the patriotism level is always high in those cities.
Absolutely. It is. It really is. And you know, when you look at the number of retirees that are here in Jacksonville, we keep going back and forth with it's Jacksonville or San Diego, who has the largest number of military retirees. And we're neck and neck all of the time, but it's a huge, huge population here. So I can't think of a better place for this. And I also want to mention something that we talked about briefly last week as well. Jacksonville will be the first site in the state of Florida to have a monument to the Marines that were killed in the Beirut bombing back in the 80s.
Back when Reagan was president.
Yes, indeed. And there were, you know, like 260 people, 262, I think, killed that day. And 22 of them were from Florida. So the monument is being prepared now. There will be a ceremony in November about it. And we will give you more information as it comes up. But in November, there will be a ceremony to put that monument in place. And, I, you know, again, because we are a veteran city, I can't think of a better place than right here in Jacksonville, Florida. So very impressed with what our veterans community is actually doing and what our veterans community is accomplishing. And they continue to work. They continue to work. So very active group. Very proud to be associated with them. I have the honor of being invited to the Semper Fidelis Society and their luncheons when they meet. And wonderful, wonderful group of people. And of course, we are also, we've been connected with Vets for Vets, which is a quarterly meeting organization that is here in Jacksonville. They started with just a few people sitting around a table and having coffee to having over 400 people on the floor of the arena. And it's the whole purpose of that is to get our veterans together and, you know, share experiences and share information and knowledge about how to get help, the right kind of help that you may need at any given time, and the services that are available to our veterans. So we're very proud to be part of that. And I have been participating with a table at Vets for Vets for a few years now. And, of course, Battleground News is very proud to be a part of it. So
right. Now, you know, one of the things, our generation, your generation, and, you know, if you're a Gen Xer and older, there has always been this expectation or this what's the word, paradigm of patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that lacks a little bit for the new generation, but the way around that is just to teach your kids. You know, my grandkids, I don't know if I've told this story or not. I had my grandkids the other day, and we were driving by a flag, and
yep.
And Joshua said, "Look, Papa, there's the flag." And I said, "Yeah, we love our flag, don't we?"
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed we do. The American flag, you can't get a greater symbol and a better known symbol in the entire world that stands for freedom and liberty and
Hong
hope.
Ask Hong Kong.
Exactly, hope for everyone. So we will be back. We've got an incredible guest coming up with us as soon as we get back from this break. So do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to Battleground News right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting.
Take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
USA. Oh, not so loud. USA.
Jim gets carried away. All righty, everybody, welcome back to Battleground News. Karen Morton, Jim Davis, and Ray Morton in the studio. And what we were talking before the break about some of the great things that happened over the weekend, and another great thing that happened over the weekend was the Trump Club. Club had an incredible event. We had an incredible speaker. Oh my gosh! Very, very, very dynamic.
Love the
and he. You know, it's great when people can come to an event and hear the speaker, and really, it's best, you know, because you're right there. You kind of get caught up in the enthusiasm and everything. But you know, you get a group together in a room. Here on the radio, we have contact with people all over the county, and actually all over Northeast Florida and South Georgia. So. I thought that the message that we heard on Saturday night was just so incredible that we definitely wanted to get that message out to more people. So joining me today is the guest from Saturday night. He is a former U.S. Naval Intelligence Officer, FBI Terrorist Task Force, Fox News contributor, President of America Winning Coalition, and member of the Trump campaign, the National Trump Campaign, Trump 2020 Advisory Board. So please welcome to Battleground News, Mr. Stephen Rogers.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, what a weekend. The Trump Club that you all put together is going to have quite an impact on the election come 2020. So thank you. Thank you for your help.
Oh, that's exactly what we're there for. And that's one of the reasons we formed our club ways back was because there were so many people who were so enthusiastic about the president that they wanted a place to go. So it was only natural to go ahead and get a club going. And that really is where we find, you know, most of the volunteers are, you've got people who have been with the Republican Party for many, many years and are kind of tired and have done their part kind of thing. But the new people you meet are the enthusiastic ones who call you up and go, please, I have to go somewhere. And that's who we attract to the Trump Club. So it's a wonderful thing.
In fact, I can tell you this, Steve. I got the names of three people that showed up to hear you, and they came up to me afterwards and they said, how do I get involved? So we're gonna reach out to them this week.
Right. Right.
Thank you so much.
And that was after getting two new memberships as people were coming in the door. So, yes.
Well, you actually are a model, I believe, for the rest of the country, because wherever I'm going, I'm hearing the same story. You know, and I've got to tell you, people are sick and tired of the same old story from the same old people, from the same cast of characters.
Yes.
And that, now we've got Donald Trump, President of the United States, and supporters like you who are rising up saying, look, we'll fill that void. We'll fill that gap. You're absolutely right. There's a hunger and thirst for people to get involved in the process. Unfortunately, the establishment still doesn't get it. They still don't understand that there are grassroots people out there like you all. And boy, are you bringing them together! So again, my kudos to you, and boy, what an evening we had.
Well, right, and I got to tell you, this is my last little anecdote from Saturday night. But I had after the meeting was over and people were standing around and talking, I walked up to this group and I said, "Well, what did you think?" And everybody was like, "Oh, wow, he was fantastic, And one man said to me, "You know, he could have talked a whole lot longer." I said, well, he was on for an hour. He goes, well, yeah, but he could have talked a whole lot longer. And everybody in this group started nodding their head, yes. Now, I got to tell you, Steve, I've had a whole lot of guests coming into Duval County over the last several years. I can't remember the last time somebody said he could have talked longer.
Well, you know, it is unusual. But I will share this with you, and this is important. You know, we're all given gifts. I explain to people, some people are given a gift to sing and others play an instrument. God gave me a gift to communicate. So you know what? I just say, you know, let's thank God for the gift he's given me and I'm able to use it.
Here, here.
Exactly.
For not only the great country we have, but also for his glory, because it's all about God and country now. You know that. It's all about God and country.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, you talk quite a bit about kind of trying to explain to the Democrats or the socialists what it
same
means.
Thing.
Yeah, same difference. What it means to be a true American patriot. And I think that message is incredibly important.
Well, absolutely right. You know, the Democrat socialists have offered no vision at all for this country. But here is what American patriots are all about. Here is what American patriots support. And I articulated that Saturday night. We support the right to bear arms. That's our Second Amendment. That's not negotiable.
Yes.
We support freedom of religion. You know, the Democrat socialists, you know what, they're not interested in putting God and country in the same breath, but we, American patriots, are.
Mm-hmm.
We support the right to life. What do they do?
Yes,
they have
do.
Gone down a very dangerous road right here in the New York area where they're even signing bills, passing legislation that kill babies after they're born, for
totally,
goodness sakes.
Totally unconscionable.
American patriots would never do that. American patriots support the border wall. Look, we know what's going on. We know drug dealers and child traffickers, et cetera, as the president has said, are crossing that border. Why don't the Democrat socialists support that? Because they believe in open borders. They believe in big government. We believe in getting government out of the way and let the American patriots run this country as it was intended to be run by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we the American patriots, support policies opposed to illegal immigration. We support policy opposed to sanctuary cities. And I've said all along that those politicians, whether they're mayors or senators or congressmen, who are bringing aid to these illegal immigrants ought to be charged and they ought to be prosecuted for aiding
Absolutely.
And abetting criminals.
Yes.
And the Democrat socialists say, well, who are the criminals? Well, the law of the land is you must come here legally.
Every single illegal is a criminal.
That's right. So American patriots who love this country will support policies that enforce the law. I think a big deal is, and we must absolutely get this across to people all over this nation, whether they're independent, Democrat, Socialist, or Republican, we American patriots support American sovereignty. Look at what's happening to Britain. They went into the you know, the European Union, they lost their sovereignty, for goodness sakes.
Yes.
And now they're trying to fight it back, to try to bring their sovereignty back. We're never going to go down that road. American patriots will never give up the sovereignty of this country.
It was interesting just 4 years ago that Democrats and the liberals in America, they were trying to hold up the European model as the model for America to go into, and now Europe is floundering, and they're trying to get back to where they were beforehand.
Yeah, what a model, right?
But absolutely. Well,
another thing American patriots support is a flag, and I said this Saturday night, that represents empowerment, not entitlement.
Yes.
That flag gives people the opportunity, the liberty and freedom to buckle up their bootstraps and to say, you know what, I got a dream, and I'm going to make it come true, and I'm going to make it come true through what? Through utilizing the resources of a capitalist nation, all right? Not a socialist nation, of a capitalist nation that will bring me the opportunities to make a lot of money. You know, this idea of condemning the rich. Look, I'm not rich. I don't have millions and millions of dollars, but I know enough that rich people provide jobs.
Right.
They fuel the economy. So God bless them. Make all the money you want, because I want to make a lot of money.
Exactly.
And I want to be able to share that. So this is what American patriots support. And I think what is probably one of the most important aspects of what an American patriot espouses mm-hmm. is the fact that we are not ashamed to use the word God and country in the same sentence.
Yes.
And that, to me, is really truly what American patriotism is all about.
Yes, that's incredible. Folks, if you, as you can see, Steve Rogers is an incredible speaker. He's an incredible guy. He's right. He's on the money all the way down the line. He's totally on the money. If you've got questions, Steve Rogers, he's willing to take questions. He certainly did on Saturday night. So give us a call at 904-831-0600, and we'll be happy to pass you on online.
Steve, one of the questions I heard the other night, which was really encouraging to me, just to get the ball rolling here, was someone ask you about people reading their Bible and praying in the White House, and you told the story how they met in the mornings and they devoted, and what really impressed me was the story you told about how the president would show up and he would ask for their prayer. Could you relate some of that to us?
I sure could. I was invited to a White House reception with my wife, part of the advisory board, and we were in the reception room, and the Army band was behind us playing Hail to the Chief, and that was the signal that the President of the United States was going to come down and greet us. Mm-hmm. Well, here comes President Trump and Melania, and the President and his wife approach the podium, and we're waiting now for the President to open up the ceremony. We're waiting for him to welcome us. The first words out of this president's mouth was this. He said that, look, he said, I welcome you all, but before we do anything, this is the house we pray in. We pray first here at the White House before we move forward.
Wonderful.
And he pointed his finger towards the ceiling, and he said, look, he said, I know who I'm accountable to. I cannot do this job without God's help. So what we need to do is to bow our heads and pray. And he would have a pastor come up, and my goodness, I mean, I was so pleasantly surprised that you want to know about the character of the President of the United States. This is his character, knowing that there is divine providence. There is a God above it. So here we are. We're praying, right?
Yes.
We're praying, and then after the prayer, he moved on with the reception. But also, people need to know, the cabinet prays before there's any meetings. Before you see these, you know, when you see on TV the long table, the reporters come in. And well, before anybody goes in that room, they pray. So we have a praying commander-in-chief who knows who the real commander-in-chief is, and that's the good Lord. So you know what? This is what people don't know. But we're getting it out there, and we're letting them know.
Fantastic.
Steve, before a president is inaugurated on the steps of the Capitol, that's just a show and tell kind of. He's already been inaugurated under the rotunda of the Capitol, and he's president before he comes out onto that public ceremony. Donald Trump had everybody under the rotunda pray before he was sworn in.
Wow.
Yes, he did. And I'll share something else with you that I thought was remarkable.
Really quick, we're going to have to go on break just a second. Can okay. you share the rest? Stay with
Let's
us.
Share it on the other side.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. It's a hard break. So we will be right back with Steve Rogers. Give us a call, 831-0600, if you've got questions. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he personally pressured the Trump administration to release U.S. aid to Ukraine this summer, a time when the funding is now under scrutiny with the leak of a complaint against the president. The GOP leader says he did not know the content of the leak. President Trump says Iran is one of the topics he'll raise Tuesday during his speech before the United Nations General Assembly. The U.S. is formulating its response to a drone and missile attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, with the U.S. blaming Iran for the attack. Mr. Trump says we have a lot of pressure on them right now, more pressure than they've ever had. And he adds, a lot of things are happening with respect to Iran. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a huge effort is underway to bring home British tourists and passengers stranded abroad by the sudden collapse of travel company Thomas Cook. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. There's a new effort to stop car thieves in Clay County. The sheriff's office this week unveiled its Combat Auto Theft, or CAT, program. Drivers can place a small decal on their rear windshields, and if the car is seen on county roads between 1 and 5 a.m., deputies will automatically pull it over. During the stop, deputies will make sure that the car isn't stolen, but they'll also be able to cite the driver for other infractions like drunk driving or drug possession. JSO is still searching for a missing woman believed to be in danger. Officials received a report that Marsha Ann Higgins was carjacked Wednesday night and being held against her will by her boyfriend, Bradley Chilton. The two are in a silver four-door Toyota Scion with Tennessee plates 1R99S1. Officials received a tip that they were in Volusia County the night before. Anyone with any information is being urged to contact JSO or call the Crime Stoppers tip line. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays in Clay County on U.S. 17 Park Avenue in Orange Park. Looks like there's three separate accidents, one north of Kingsley and two south of Kingsley, so you're going to be backed up there a bit on 17. Also, the regular delays on I-95 southbound and northbound and southbound on the East Beltway. Clear skies tonight. Expect a low 65. Tuesday, sunny and warmer. High 94.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
School time is busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. And check out the new Sidewinder fries. Discounts for military first responders and school employees. Each order helps local schools. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook as Z-Best The Original.
The idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
That's exactly right, when men were free.
In my house, I refuse to live that.
Well, hopefully we continue to refuse to live it throughout this nation. I love that quote from President Reagan, and it's what we're talking about now. It's continuing to fight for that freedom so that we hand freedom and not tyranny to our children and our grandchildren. And on the line with us to talk about exactly these types of issues is Lieutenant Stephen Rogers. Steve, thank you for holding on with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So right before the break, we were talking, and you had a point that you wanted to make, and I had to stop you. So go ahead and jump in there.
Well, the point that Mindy Pepetti had explained Saturday night, that mm-hmm. at the Republican National Convention in Ohio, now you've got thousands and thousands of people there,
right,
and they're all over the place running to and fro, and I had just saw Charles Krauthammer, and I was walking away, and this woman comes up to me, grabs my hand, and says, "Do you have a minute?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Are you here for the president's, are you here with his staff, et cetera?" I said, "No, I'm on the advisory board." She said, "Can you come with me?" And I said, "Where are we going?" She said, "We're going to go pray." Here we are. Now I'm in a circle, all right, of about two dozen people, and I'm looking around, and there are circles dozens and dozens and dozens of circles.
Wow.
And I could tell you hundreds of people prayed at the Republican National Convention every single night we were there, and there's no question in my mind that it showed me that truly we are engaged in not only an ideological war and a political fight, but in a spiritual war.
Absolutely.
And to have all these people come together and to pray the way they did, to me, helped bring President Trump over the top to win that election.
I can tell you that there were, in Jacksonville I know of, there were churches that would meet after church on that Sunday before the election, and they would just gather around and they would kneel wherever it was, and they came together and they prayed for that election.
Right.
And I just know that happened all over the country.
Right. And what a difference this shows. I mean, truly, when you look at the way that the Republicans come together, pray for their president, and use biblical principles and values to govern, and you compare that to the Democrats, who have outlawed God from their platform and who refuse to show a single American flag on their debate stages.
And have witches and warlocks casting spells on their president.
It's mind-boggling.
It's insane.
So when you compare it, I mean, I personally don't get it, but you know, I think people are starting to see, people are starting to figure out that what they're being fed on CNN and SNBC and some of these, like, nutcase stations,
the nutcase
exactly
station.
What they're the nutcase stations. What they're hearing there is not necessarily what they're seeing, and the rank and file Democrats, NPAs, independents, whoever, they didn't sign up for communism. This isn't really what they inherited. You know, like a lot of the Democrats in the South tell us, you know, well, I won't change parties. I'll vote for your guy, but I'm not going to change parties because my daddy was a Democrat, my granddaddy was a Democrat, and so on and so on and so forth. But they're looking at it now and going, whoa, this is not the same Democrat.
Right. How many times have you heard the proclamation that I didn't leave the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party left me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of things going on here. But Steve, I wanted to ask you, and folks, again, if you want to call in, 904-831-0600 with questions. Over the weekend, and going on today, there was the Climate March, and now today we have the Climate Summit. And I'm assuming you caught some of this, these displays of emotions that we saw on TV and on social media, but I was particularly struck by the young girl who was a spokesperson for the movement, and I couldn't help but think that she was just so being so totally used. I mean, she's just a tool. This kid couldn't. She was coming out with conviction that she couldn't possibly know. It was pure propaganda.
When they have to use children to be their standard bearers, you know that they've lost they've lost their standards.
What do we do in combating that kind of thing? I mean, after a while, you just look at it and go, oh my God.
Why are you hiding behind children?
Yeah, very sad. I saw her. I saw her make her speech, and it was very sad to see a young child be used. And you're absolutely right. She was used as a tool. So absolutely, positively, no condemnation of her. She just doesn't know better.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
But to the parents and to the leaders of those groups, it confirms to me, and I don't say this lightly, it really concerns to me, we have a very serious mental health problem in this country.
Yes.
When people are going to go to that extent to use children to spread propaganda, it's not even a truth, if you will, to spread a lot of propaganda for political purposes, they truly have a serious problem. Now, how do we combat it?
Right.
Well, we combat it by telling the truth. We combat it by doing what you're doing with your organizations there in Jacksonville, what we're doing across the country, what the president's doing. Look, what does the Bible say? The truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to tell the truth, and we need to continue to let people know, look, here's the facts. As the president quite often says, most of the news we're receiving now on TV or radio is fake news. But the truth is getting through via the Internet. And I mentioned this the other night. We, meaning we supporters of the president and lovers of the country and the Constitution, we could reach more people than CNN or MSNBC together. We could reach more people through the use of the Internet. So we get the facts out there. People will listen to it. They'll look at it. They'll read it, and they'll share it. And you know what? Sooner or later, they're going to consume it.
Right. Sooner or later, they do see the difference. The other issue is, and I don't know, you know, what plans are coming down the pipeline with our educational system and this kind of thing from the administration. But I keep being struck by the same issues over and over again that these kids are being propagandized not only by media and social media and television and movies and Hollywood and all of that, but through our public school systems. What the information that they're learning is atrocious. And yet, you know, you keep going back to Hitler and Lenin and Stalin, all of whom said in one way or another, you know, just give me the youth for, you know, one generation and we will have the future. And I watched this girl over the weekend. And I'm thinking, boy, if there's you can't get a better example of it than this. We've got to be able to do something in our school system to begin to take back the curriculum get the propaganda out of our textbooks and out of our classrooms.
Well, there is something that can be done, and it has been done. I'll use Nutley, New Jersey, small town, 29,000 people did something. They had school board elections. There were school board members that they were not happy with, school board members that did not strongly stand on school security with regard to the Second Amendment. They wanted people, trained people, armed in the schools. Well, the sitting school board did not agree with that, and on and on and on. Do you know what they did? They put up a slate of candidates to run against those they were opposed to and defeated every single one of them.
Whoa, fantastic.
That's called cleaning house, sir.
Yes, and they defeated them because, they like what you said, what do? They were finally frustrated enough, and the word needs to get out that the power of this country is in the hands of the people.
Right.
A politician once said to me, you know what, Steve, people deserve the government they elect to office.
And
I learned that during our last gubernatorial race. We've got over 1 million gun owners. Now, multiply that by a couple of family members, you got 3 million people that are standing strong for the Second Amendment.
Right.
And less than 5% or so came out and voted.
Wow.
Exactly. And now they wonder why Governor Murphy is now coming after their guns.
Exactly.
So people who are listening, and I said this Saturday night, you know what? I always say, yes, pray. That's important. But the Bible says to put your faith to work in order to succeed. So get out there. Run for your local school boards. Run for mayor. Yes. Run for city council. Run them right out of your state. But make sure they don't come to New Jersey. We have enough.
Gotcha.
Steve, I recommended to one of the people on our charter revision council that they reserve two places on our school board for homeschoolers.
Trying to get some representation there as well. Steve, I don't know, are you able to hold on past the break?
Yes.
Or no? Okay,
yeah,
great.
I'll hold for you.
No. Okay, super. We will be back with Steve Rogers. Again, 904-831-0600. If you've got questions, give us a call, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Battleground News right here, Talk Radio WBOB.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle, Washington, by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Afterwards, he broke into "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog," and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's Shoes specializes in extra wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, Dansko, Nayot, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Hey, we're back, guys. We're back.
We're back. All right. Everybody, welcome back to Battleground News. Sorry, the little light didn't go on.
It's
on now.
Yeah, well, it should have been on.
Well, all right. So we are in our last quarter again of the hour. The hour goes by quickly.
Fastest hour of the week.
And on the guest line with us is Stephen Rogers, an incredible speaker, an incredible guy who's out there just traveling the nation trying to get the word out, and he's working very, very hard for the reelection of President Trump, and we're thrilled to have him with us. Steve, thank you for being here today.
Certainly a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Steve, Ray. Why don't you tell everybody about your website and how people can get in touch?
Kind of cool. Well, let's get to the website in just a second. I've got a caller on the line, and it's Carmen. And Carmen, you've got some questions or some concerns. Welcome to the show, Carmen.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am fine. Thank
you. Good. Glad to call.
I just have some concerns.
Okay.
I have some concerns for Mr. Rogers. I'm no doubt that he's a great speaker and everything else and everything else that he has going for him.
Mm-hmm.
Besides being a Trump, you know, a supporter and everything else. And, all that he said was, a lot of it was good. I just have some concerns sometimes when we get to the point where we sometimes don't separate what is, you know, what belongs to God and what belongs to, you know, man. And I think we are sometimes get to the point where we just take everything and bulk it together and think that everything we're doing as human beings, what we're doing, is okay with God. I don't think, I mean, if we are going back to saying whether, I heard, and I'm Spanish, mm-hmm. you know, but I am an American. I do want you to know that. Mm-hmm. But I do have, and I don't have any problems with any government, whether there are, whatever party they are, although I'm a Democrat,
okay.
that they are, if they're doing the right thing and they are good presidents and everything else is fine, I do not, and I am sorry to say, okay. I do not, and I do not care if Mr. Trump thinks that he looks up and he has his divine, he believes in this divine providence that God has given him the okay for him to do the things that he is doing, which is not really much, but bringing hatred and actually okay. turning everything around kinda, that other presidents before has done for him.
Okay, I get where you're going. I get where you're going. And yeah, good, Jim, go ahead.
Let me help you with that. Excuse me. I don't think the president is claiming he has divine providence. I think what he's claiming is, God, I need your help to do this in a way that is going to be wholesome and in a manner where you can bless it.
Okay. And I think I think I'm going to let Steve jump in here too, because this thing about hatred and racism and all of these things that keep cropping up in the conversation from the other side, and I'm sure you're seeing this all over the Democrat media, is we see it in a totally different way. We were talking a while ago with Steve Rogers about patriotism and what we believe in. And one of the things that we believe in, for example, is the rule of law regarding immigration. Now, if you're for the rule of law, that doesn't mean that you're full of hatred. It doesn't. But it's being played that way. And okay. doesn't mean that you're a racist. Because there's
It is not. Not, and I'm sorry to have to say that, but you cannot throw God in there and expect that everything is okay.
Oh, no. Not well, of course not everything is okay.
Remember that Matthew tells you that there's a lot of people that are going to call him Lord, Lord, and he does not always going to approve of them. You have to know that. He also speaks of the law of the golden rule. There's a many, if we look at history, we know about okay. immigration everywhere, and what has Jesus said about a lot of stuff?
Lorraine.
Immigrant coming there, and okay. we have Carmen. A place that we're going to go. But
Her name is Carmen, first
Carmen.
Of all. Carmen, we get your point. We get your point, and I thank you for the call. And we're going to go ahead and respond.
Carmen, I can tell you this. Now, people don't know this, but I went to college to be a pastor. I'm a deacon at my church. I'm ordained deacon at my church, and I don't say that as braggadocio. I say that humbly, and I'm honored for the opportunity. Let me tell you this: having studied the Bible since I was 22 years old, and I'm over 60 now. I can tell you, I have never read a time when somebody came to Jesus Christ with an honest, sincere question that Jesus did not take the time to address their concern. All right? What that tells me as a doctrine is, if you come to God humbly, then God's going to honor your humbleness. And he's going to give you direction as you're willing to be open to him.
And I think part of this is just that, if you have a perspective that tells you, if you believe the rhetoric that's out there, that, you know, with the hatred and the racism and all this other stuff, if you believe that rhetoric, then she's automatically seeing this
right.
request from God for help to be some kind of ploy. And that is definitely not the case. And I, part of it is just, we don't see it that way. I don't see a racist. I don't see a person who, who has hatred.
Right.
Quite to the contrary. I see a man who acts with godliness every time I turn around. Yeah. I don't see what she's seeing, but I think she's been propagandized into this viewpoint. And so she sees everything from that perspective. Steve, what about you? Because we've been hogging up all the airtime here.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, she may be surprised to hear this, but she's right on a few levels.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what we need to do is to share with her, at least articulate to her certain aspects of what she's talking about. Number one, she's absolutely right about the separation of church and state.
Yes.
There should never be, the state should never be dictating to anyone who they should worship and where they should worship.
Right.
But saying that, now this is where the point is being missed. The founder said, yes, separation of church and state, but there was never, ever, ever an intent to separate man from God. You see, there was never, never an intent to separate the foundations of which this country was grounded on, which was divine providence, to separate man and God.
Right.
So, and that's important to know. So, yeah, freedom of religion should be maintained. There should be a separation of church and state, but no one is ever going to be able to separate man and God. And the people of this country from the 1700s recognized that. This is why in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence, and in just about every document that the Founding Fathers put their hands on, they talked to divine providence. And that continues
Absolutely.
To go on.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, which may be a surprise to Carmen, every single president, Democrat, Republican, whatever, every single one of them have been quoted somewhere in their speeches and in their conversations with people as believing that it is very difficult to govern this country without God, without divine providence. So, which goes to the point, yep, separation of church and state. Now, the other thing, absolutely right, Carmen, you're right. I know people say, well, the Lord told me to do this, or God said this is right. Well, we all foul up, as the disciples did. You're right. We do make mistakes, and we do think that God is leading us, and he's not. But remember this, Carmen, when we do that, we get out of line. Well, the Bible says that what was meant for evil, God turns for good. And he also said that if we mess up, and in politics we mess up, he will make sure we know we messed up, and we need to do what is to repent of what we did and be prayerful about what we're doing and move forward in that manner. And that's what President Trump does. He's not perfect. Let me tell you, the guy messes up like I mess up, like anybody messes up. He never articulated that he's perfect. But saying that, we need to recognize that, you're right. We can't rely heavily on always saying, well, God said do this and God said do that. I think what God does is speaks to our hearts, and then it is up to us to make a decision. He'll never violate our free will. But saying that, we mess up, we're going to know about it, and we'll be put on the right road.
Exactly. Thank you, Steve. Carmen, thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. It's definitely a point of conversation. And we do try to cover that here. Steve, we're coming up on the last minute and a half of the show. Can you please let people know if they want to get hold of you, want to get your alerts, want to become follow you on your website or Facebook? How do they do that?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. All they have to do is email. One email. It's info@AmericaWinningCoalition.us. info@AmericaWinningCoalition.us. Email us. We'll send you a weekly intelligence briefing that we get information from the campaign, mm-hmm. from the White House. And in addition to that, we want to be able to help your new Duval Trump Club bring these people to you, because you're going to need a place, folks, where you could get together with people who support the president, and that club will get you actively engaged in making history in 2020.
Absolutely. Steve Rogers, thank you so very much for being with us today. I can't thank you enough. We hope to have you back in Jacksonville one of these days soon, and maybe back on the radio station. Thank you. Also, for those of you listening, on Friday, the show is from 5 to 6, and on Friday, our guest is going to be former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, and she's going to be speaking about a new organization that she's working with to make sure that we've got good candidates for the Republican Party. So don't miss us. Friday, 5 o'clock on WBOB. Be right here.